Today's show is brought to you by Harry's. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their razor blades, they'll give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/cadcast. Just pay for shipping. Gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 514. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who will do his best to not use any racial slurs, Wombat.
Thanks a lot, you so-and-so.
See what I did there?
Yes, that was clever.
I added current events and beeps coming out of my mouth.
So is Ginger a racial slur?
Redhead is not a race. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow.
Ginger's fine. You can drop the G-bombs.
I can use the G-word, as they say in certain circles.
Yes, G-bombs.
All right. How's it going, Shipwreck?
It's going fine. How are you, Wombat?
Hanging in there, living life. Taking it one day at a time. Yep.
I'm glad we don't have to depend on YouTube revenues.
Well, not right now.
Right. Even Howard Stern was dunking on PewDiePie today. He doesn't even really understand what PewDiePie does, but he did his best to to slam him, I guess.
It doesn't matter what he does. All that matters is what he did, and what he did is inappropriate.
What?
How about that?
I'm confused. I think you should be kicked off of YouTube for that. All right, welcome to the show, everybody. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Nintendo just did a Nintendo Direct. There's video games that are coming out that we're playing. What else, Wombat? Tickle their ass with a feather.
You had a big birthday over the weekend, past weekend.
I don't know that it was a big birthday.
I heard you had a huge party that I wasn't invited to.
Well, that's true.
But, you know,
your source is correct there, but.
So, yeah.
No, I didn't. I did not have a huge party. I did have a steak dinner, which was very good.
Where'd you go?
Bryant and Cooper. Do you know that place?
It sounds familiar.
It's a steakhouse.
It's like Ponderosa.
It's like
a Sizzler?
Golden Corral, basically.
Yeah, I figured as much.
No, it was a fine meal, and I got a lot of homeowner type birthday presents. Such as a shop vac. I got a lot of presents.
All right.
Check this out. I got a shop vac. Not a real shop vac, like
an off-brand shop
vac. Yeah.
Like
Tough Vac or something. I don't know. I got a power washer.
Ooh.
So my rocks will be so clean.
Mm-hmm.
A Blades of Steel painting.
I knew about that.
I knew about that as well.
You knew about the shenanigans. I was the only one who didn't know about the shenanigans.
Yeah, I knew. She was very proud that you. She was very proud when you went up to the guy and asked the second time if he had the Blades of Steel picture, and the second time he said to you no, and then your wife pulled me aside and said he doesn't know that I bought it for him already, and that's why he doesn't have it in stock anymore.
Right. This was at LI Retro.
Yes, it was very funny and adorable.
Yes, it was nice. It was good. I was like, oh, that's weird. I didn't even put two and two together. I just figured there was another big nerd out there who bought it while I was looking at something else.
Which is plausible. I mean, if someone... They wouldn't make it if they didn't think someone was going to buy it.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
So I got that. I got two handmade winter hats from Osaka Grandma. Cashmere winter hats. One of them has a skull and crossbones on it. Which is pretty cool. What else did I get? Pretty much it, I want to say. That's a lot. That's a pretty good haul right there.
That is a good haul.
Yeah. So it was a good birthday.
Sounds like a happy birthday.
It was.
Cool. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, sure. Anything else going on that we need to know about?
I went out for dinner on your birthday also, just not with you. I had a date night. I had my anniversary dinner.
Ooh.
Because your birthday happens to fall right around my anniversary.
Right.
It's like 3 days apart.
Everybody
every
gets
year,
laid.
Huh?
Yeah. Huh?
Every year.
Every year. I know. What a strange coincidence. It happens every year. So that was nice. We ate on the water. I had scallops and calamari and jalapenos.
Nice, dude. I also had scallops at Benihana.
Yeah, that's a good place, too.
On a different night that we went with the Osaka grandma, because she does like Benihana.
And hopefully all our listeners in Florida are back in their homes and safe.
Yes. Yes, I chatted with Whipsmart Banky on Twitter, and he's okay.
That's good. That's good.
Yes.
My grandma's okay.
Woo!
She had to go to my cousin's house.
Is this the one that's a ghost, or?
No, this is my grandmother who's 96.
Ah, she's still alive. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
She's 96. Yes.
Soon she'll be writing letters.
Exactly. Wow.
Sorry.
That was terrible.
Too soon? I mean, too early?
too early.
All right. Let's go right into show feedback. You may have to set up this show feedback because I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, on the last show, I talked about, and I'm going to go with confused memory. Well, I have two theories on this. I'll get to it after. But I remembered seeing a picture of King Koopa with a cape and a crown and a scepter. Now, according to Beto Buster, he has to say that he checked his Super Mario Brothers manual. He starts at page 4, so it's missing some pages.
So this means nothing.
But he only sees King Koopa as a sprite, no artwork. He thinks that I was remembering Wart from Super Mario Brothers 2. And also in the cartoon, King Koopa did have a crown and a scepter. So what I'm thinking is, because I'm an old man, and
combined
honestly,
things.
Yeah, I may be just kind of melding memories together. That's one theory, and
right.
Probably the right one.
Yeah.
And it's plausible. They're fairly honest mistake, I think. The other theory is that, you know, that Sinbad theory where he was in a genie movie that doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
But maybe that's because there's an alternate timeline and the timeline switched and we just don't know.
No, I don't think that's why people think that happened.
So I'm thinking maybe there was an alternate timeline where King Koopa had the cape, the crown, and the scepter. And that's where this came from. That we're actually just living in a different timeline.
Sure.
And I'm the only person with a memory of it. Kind of like Neo in the Matrix.
I'm going to go with, you're just thinking of the cartoon.
No, I'm pretty sure it's alternate timeline. I'm going. I like what you, who put that on the outline, by the way?
That was me. I found a picture of somebody who else who had probably made the same mistake you had.
There you go. See, I'm not crazy. It's just, you know, just not correct. There's a difference. All right.
Wow. All right.
Speaking of those things, redivided bide. Longtime listener, first time commenting in a while. He had to look up his username and email. You see, this is the problem. We have so few comments. I don't have much to pull from that people haven't been blocking in so long they don't even remember their usernames.
Well, hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah. Wombat should totally pursue the Do You Remember Bungled References thing. So they already started the show off with it, with King Koopa. I was laughing so hard I had to take my glasses off. Keep up the great work, guys. And Wombat, never ever change.
Don't worry, he won't.
I won't. Trust me, it's not going to happen.
Right. All right. That was some show feedback. It's not that great. Can you guys give us better feedback next week?
What do you want?
I don't know.
Be specific.
I'm not sure. Maybe it's our fault. Maybe we're not doing enough interesting things.
That's very possible. If you think our show's terrible, tell us.
Press one now.
Yeah.
So you watched some more TV.
Let's go to Watch This Bitches. I finished Penny Dreadful. That's that Showtime series.
Mm-hmm.
It's three seasons long, and I was I loved it for like the first two seasons. And the last season is so lame. And the
is this a vampire thing? What is this?
This is the one that's got, it's got everybody. So you got the vampires, you got Frankenstein, you got Dr. Frankenstein, you got Frankenstein's monster, you got Bride of Frankenstein, you've got, I don't want to spoil things, but you got like a crew together, but it doesn't sound as ridiculous as I'm making it sound right now. It's done in a very thoughtful way until they get to the end of the show. And I know the show got canceled, but I thought I had read they had plenty of time to like sort the ending out and everything, but it was just such a disappointment that I wouldn't even recommend you watch the show now. That's how.
Okay, I won't. I watched ever see the movie Wet Hot American Summer?
No.
Yes. You should watch that too. It's not a terrible movie. They did the Netflix series. They did the first day of camp, and then they did the 10 years later thing.
Yeah, I watched a little of that. The first one.
I watched the first day of camp. I finished that. I liked it. I mean, you have to see them. If you didn't see the movie, it won't make any sense to you.
Maybe that's why I wasn't crazy about it.
Yeah, it would make zero sense if you haven't seen the movie. Which is weird because they took the movie off of Netflix, but both series are still there. So I don't know what happened there. Someone dropped the ball somewhere. Someone didn't sign a piece of paper that they were supposed to. But I enjoyed the first day of camp. I started 10 years later. I'm about 3 episodes in, and I don't like it very much. They should have quit while they were ahead.
Yeah, it happens.
Yep.
They went too deep. All right. What else we got here?
I'm still listening to Will Wheaton read me Ready Player One.
Has he said Alf yet?
No. Okay. And it's getting better.
Okay.
The book is... It seems like he got past this just constant list of references from the 80s, and there's actually like a plot going on now.
Okay, that's good. You need that.
Yeah. So now it is very much a young adult type fiction sci-fi type thing.
Like The Hunger Games? That's a reference.
That, yes.
Katniss Everdeen?
Uh-huh.
Or is it like Lord of the Flies? That's also a reference.
Maybe. Not really Lord of the Flies, though.
No.
I would say a lot more Harry Potter-ish, if you're familiar with that reference.
Harry Potter. Yeah, he went to Hogwell School of Magicians.
Uh-huh. That's the one.
Hogwell's Harry Potter. Fighting Moldywort.
Yes. I don't know. It's still not like great literature by any means, but I could
that's the book in Harry Potter. Voldemort has the crown and the scepter and the red cape.
That's him.
All right, just checking, make sure I don't have my references mixed up.
Oh. So
now it's good, is what you're saying.
It's very passable now.
Okay.
Like I'm at least It's at least good enough for me to continue listening to now. If it had kept on going down the route it did for the first like 3 chapters, whew, that first 3 chapters is rough.
All right, and so you gotta push past the first 3.
Right. And I get like kind of establishing like the themes and everything, but it was too much. You established too much. But I'm interested to see where it goes now.
Cool. I started reading Jason Scherer's new book that just came out. Blood, Sweat, and Pixels.
Oh, I thought you were reading. It just says Pixels book, and I thought you were reading the novelization of the movie.
I thought so. I honestly thought the same thing.
I'm doing both. No, I'm reading the Blood, Sweat, and Pixels. The triumph.
Now I need to look up to see if there is a novelization of the movie
isn't.
Pixels.
But I can tell you that there's not. I feel very confident in that guess right there.
Are there any novelizations of any Adam Sandler films?
I'm guessing no. I feel confident.
Probably not, but you know.
Anyway, it's called Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, the triumphant, turbulent stories behind how video games are made. And it's basically broken down by game. There's a bunch of just each game gets its own chapter, and he basically tells the story of each game's development. So you've got games like Stardew Valley, Uncharted 4. You got all different kinds of games, indie games, super. You know, Destiny is in there. It's very enjoyable. And it's an easy read. I think I'm halfway through it already, and I only read it one day, one train commute. But I think anybody who's listening to this show, who's a bigger nerd that they listen to a video game podcast, is certainly all about this book. I mean, it's going to be right up your alley. It's different than what was the Sega book? What was that called? Wombat.
The Blake Harris book?
Yeah, what was the name of that?
Console Wars.
Console Wars. I don't know. I drew a blank there. It's different than Console Wars in that it's not like a dialogue. It's not like there's no made up dialogue. It doesn't read like a movie.
It's not a dramatization.
Thank you. That's so what I was looking for. But it's
documentary.
This is great. This is I think anybody who listens to this show would enjoy Blood, Sweat, and Pixels. Even you two guys.
There is no novelization of there is a novelization of Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
That doesn't count.
There might be one for Predator 2.
What about any Adam Sandler movies?
I haven't been able to find one. There is pretty much every DC Universe movie has a novelization for whatever reason. But
right.
Yeah, I don't see Yep. Makes me want to read that Batman v Superman novel.
No.
I picked up the novelization of Ninja Gaiden for NES this past week.
How's that?
I haven't really dug into it yet.
Oh. Let us know how that goes.
Yeah, it's sitting beside me.
Does that have a cool cover?
It's pretty much just the cover of the NES game.
That would be yes.
Yeah.
That's a yes. Awesome.
All right. Should we move on to new releases?
They're on the list.
None of us saw It, huh?
No.
No.
We're all too scared of it, right?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, no way.
I just learned that it's only part one of the movie.
Oh, it's not the whole thing.
No,
a whole part
I'm like, no, fuck that. Not falling.
It's a long book.
Trick.
I read that book.
Did you really?
Yeah, like when I was in seventh or eighth grade.
I don't think I could handle that either. I think I may be too much of a, what's the word I'm looking for? A pussy, I believe, is what I am.
Mm-hmm. I went through my Stephen King phase in like middle school.
Yeah. I have friends who did that, and they were like, you need to read it. It's awesome. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's not going to happen. I'll stick with the mystery novels from the 1930s, because that's what I read at that age, because I was a super nerd. Because I was into Batman, and I wanted to read where Batman stories came from. Ugh. It's amazing I ever had sex. At any point.
Right. Well, I was getting laid left and right reading all those Stephen King books, let me tell you.
At least that's a little more mainstream.
I remember reading Thinner when I was in, I think it was like sleepaway camp, I want to say.
Okay, yeah.
And as I was reading the book started falling apart little by little, like the pages started coming out. How's that for creepy? The book got thinner as I was reading.
We got what you were going with.
It's not a joke. It's like this really, it was like a secondhand book, and it just like the glue was I don't know, faulty or something.
It's funny because when I was reading Pet Sematary, I buried it in the backyard, and then the next morning it was next to my bed again,
right.
But it tried to eat me.
Right. And then you fucked your cat.
Yeah, well, who doesn't do that?
All right. New releases. These aren't new releases.
They're not?
They aren't?
Well, the movie, I guess.
I'm like, what? Oh, you're talking about Pet Sematary with an S.
What?
I don't know. I'm so confused at what that joke was, but maybe our listeners got it. New releases. We have... Good God, Rayman Legends came out again for the Switch. The definitive edition. This will be the final time that Rayman Legend gets
released. It's a great game. I mean, yeah. I'll give it that. I don't know if it's $40 great anymore. If this came out for like $10 on the Switch, I would be like, oh, that's a smart way to price this for this console. But it didn't, so I don't care.
I think they were just buttering us up with that Mario plus Rabbids release, and now, oh, that's a different game. It's not Rayman. There's a Rayman Rabbids game, though, right?
Well, Rabbids originally came from Rayman.
I don't know.
No, I think it's Raven. Rabbids came from Rayman?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything about these guys. I got to be honest. I don't know anything about Rayman, and I don't know anything about Rabbids.
Really? That Rayman game is good. It's real good.
Yeah. Yeah. The original Rabbids game was Rayman Raving Rabbids.
Okay. So I'm not a complete moron.
No, you're not. It's like the minions came from Despicable Me, and now they're their own thing.
Right. All right. So that's something that we're not going to be buying. What else?
Let's see here. What else? We have... well, coming out this Friday is the Metroid... what is that one called? Metroid something for the 3DS.
Metroid 3DS.
Right.
I don't even know what this is. Is this a remake or something?
Yeah, this is the remake of Zero Mission. Is that what this is? I have not kept track of it. I'm definitely going to buy it. But I have forgotten what it is.
I don't really have a console to play it on anymore.
I'm glad we brought this up right now.
Metroid Samus Returns.
Samus Returns. There we go. A remake of what?
Okay, it's a game features. I'm just on Wikipedia. This is, I mean, you guys could go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the remake of the Metroid 2 from the Game Boy.
Yeah.
But really, it's like a brand new game then.
Right, because it's old.
Right. But it's supposed to be good. It looks good.
Sure.
I like Metroids. I have.
Who doesn't?
2DS.
Yeah, I like Metroid games. You know, I would like to play it. I just, you know, now's not the time.
Why is not now not the time?
I don't know.
So. Great.
It's Destiny time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We'll get to that. What about this Dishonored something that's coming out?
Did you guys know that this was happening?
I knew it was happening, but I didn't know it was happening this week.
I loaded up Steam and they pop up, you know, new releases and stuff, and that was a thing. Like,
I'll say this, both Dishonored games are really great games, so if this is really great, there's a good chance this will be really great too, but there's also a chance I won't buy it when it comes out, so sorry, Dishonored, I'll wait.
It's a standalone, I think it was, maybe it's a standalone $30 game, I guess, similar to Uncharted Lost Legacy, although I think that's $40.
Wasn't Dishonored 2 pretty much a standalone $30 game after about 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Not only was it $30 as a standalone game, but it came with a remaster of the first one.
Prey also got cheap pretty quickly.
I still haven't played that.
It still didn't. Last time I checked, it still wasn't running great on PlayStation 4 Pro. But I hear good things about it. Prey, that is. Maybe on PC someday. What are we talking about?
New releases.
I thought you were talking about your favorite MC Hammer songs.
I think you've made that joke before.
Oh, I have totally made that joke before.
Right. Because Hot and Wet is definitely up there.
I'm too legit to quit these new releases.
Yes.
Oh boy, NASCAR Heat 2. They sent me a code for that. I have downloaded it. I have not played it yet.
Wow. Let me know how it is.
Yep.
Let me know if you go in a circle clockwise or counterclockwise.
And if it's hot,
I'm pretty sure I know which direction you go.
Let us know the temperature. Is it hot?
Okay. Let's see. There was some other stuff on here.
Do you get to design your own car, like based on a pool of sponsors? Because that would be kind of cool.
I know nothing. I have not played it yet. I know I made a dinosaur car in a NASCAR game a couple years ago.
So that sounds like something.
Uh-huh. I liked that. Yeah. We have for, let's see here. There was something else here. What do we have? Cinco no Ronde 2 came out of nowhere for PlayStation 4.
Out of nowhere, yeah, bam!
Out of nowhere.
Do you guys remember this game?
No.
This came out on 360 time frame.
I only buy games that are titled in English.
Right. This is it looked like bullet hell type of thing, but it was like people fighting against each other.
Oh.
I remember playing it and it was kind of cool. And this seems to just be almost like an update of it. I guess there was another version that came out in the arcades or something. So it's coming out now.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm good.
It's out. There's a double pack of Inside and Limbo for $30. That seems pricey.
It does. It should be like both for $15.
I feel like Limbo does not have a whole lot of value anymore because it's been out for a long time and it's been on sale so many times and free so many times.
Yeah, I was going to say it was free like three times.
All right, what else?
I think that's it. That's all I see on here.
Fine then.
Yep.
I want to say NBA Live is not on this list, and that is at least out for EA Access users.
How is it?
It is downloading. It's like 36 gigs. So we played the demo before, though, when I was at Cheapy's house. So it seemed fine.
Hockey is also out.
How's that?
I don't know. It's the same old shit. Same old shit, but they added a 3v3 like NBA Jam mode. I talked about it before. I didn't think it was particularly exciting. I will play enough of it through EA Access that I won't need to buy the game.
Is it time to talk about Destiny again yet?
Let's talk about Harry's first, and then we can talk about Destiny. How about that? Is that a deal?
That is a deal.
That is a deal.
Heck of a deal, too. Great shave at a fair price.
Exactly. That's what Harry's is all about. Over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's razor blades. It started by Jeff and Andy, just two ordinary guys who were tired of paying so much money for blades at their drugstore. And now they have their own factory in Germany, and they sell the blades to you for half the price direct. So we love Harry's blades. They're super sharp, give you that close shave. They've got the nose hair trimmer on top, so you get some dual action going. They've got great shaving accessories, such as the post-shave bomb.
Post-shave bomb, yo.
You have to make the bomb noise.
Right.
And shaving cream. Definitely head over to harrys.com/cadcast. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades. They'll give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up. Just pay for shipping. That's harrys.com/cadcast. You'll get a free razor handle, a razor blade, a shave gel, a travel blade cover, and that's it. But that's all you need. So go to harrys.com/cadcast right now. You'll love the quality and the price. That's harrys.com/cadcast. Thank you, Harry's. All right, Shipwreck. Now we are on to multi-platforming Wombats, Overwatch, Onslaught, and news and stuff. You may talk about Destiny.
So how far are you in Destiny now, Mr. Shipwreck?
I did not get to play as much as I'd like would like to, but I think I'm around level 13. Around 150 power, somewhere around there.
What planets have you opened? How many?
Have you opened Uranus yet? Just before the show, right?
Right. I am on a planet where I'm going to try to find Cade.
Okay.
I'm working to get him.
I just unlocked that mission. I haven't done it yet. I could go to that planet, but I decided to do one last adventure on the water planet before I went there.
Water planet's not my favorite planet, I would say.
I did like that last story mission before you unlock the next planet, when you're crawling through like the corridors that are a little, that are probably very intentionally reminiscent of Alien.
This game is what we all wanted it to be originally. It's Halo. This is just Halo, but with MMO stuff in it as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a much better game than the first one, and I'm enjoying it very much, and I have not felt the need to play with other people yet at all, which doesn't necessarily mean I don't like playing with other people. I had a couple of kegs join one of my games after the last show, but before this one, and that was also super awesome. Like, they just jumped into my game. By the way, if I'm playing Destiny, you don't need to send me a message asking if he could join my game. If we're friends already on the PlayStation Network and I'm playing the game, just jump into my game. If I have to leave, don't take it personally. You know, so I have kids and sometimes I yell things and I need to just get off the game. It doesn't mean I don't like you, but you're also more than welcome to just join me at any time. So there
also,
you go.
Also, please do not look at Wombat directly in the eye. When he's in his own room, please do not bother him in his room. Do not look at him. You'll
I'm
be escorted
to
out
be,
of the room.
I'm actually trying to keep it casual is really
know,
what
I
I'm
got
saying.
It, I got it.
Yeah. But that game is a lot of fun.
So is the story is the single play? I mean, I don't even understand. Did they change? There's like a story mode. You have to do something special to get into the story.
No,
it's all integrated.
It's just there. Literally like there's a Halo style campaign in the middle of this thing, as well as all the
other stuff,
all the other MMO raid stuff and like side missions. And
they change certain things. Like there are public events that,
right.
You know,
there's
they had
these
those in the last game.
Public events that pop up and you're like,
but now
oh, I can go do that
now,
while I'm on my way to my mission because I can get some rare items from that real easy.
Exactly. But now it actually tells you what you'll get essentially from doing that public event. It won't tell you the exact item, but it'll say, do this mission, this public event, and you'll get a rare something.
And the public events are like 2 to 5 minutes long.
Yeah. And they're fun because it'll be like, sometimes you'll do one and there'll be like 15 people. Just like waiting for that countdown to start, for the public event to start, and then everyone just starts shooting everything. And it's kind of fun. And then you go and you do your own little solo adventure, which could take like a half hour. I mean, the only problem I really have with this game, and I get why it is the way it is that you can't pause. That's the only thing that's annoying about this game.
Right, I get it, yeah.
Is that you can't pause
it. I mean, at the same time, you can just leave. You can see that there's no red on your radar, so there's no enemies nearby, and go into like your menu or whatever. It's not paused, but it's as good as
also
paused.
So far the armor kind of sucks.
Well, okay. We're still early.
Is
my armor's
is?
Not that bad. Are
it's
you playing?
Okay.
I'm playing as the middle class.
Okay, yeah, I'm playing as the first one, the knight, the one that looks more like a knight. Not the one you're playing, the one with the hoodie, right? The hood and the cape.
Yes, Hunter, I believe.
Yes, I'm playing the one that wears like a sash on his belt.
Is that a Titan?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
And
something like that.
Warlock is the other one, right?
Yes.
Or no?
Warlock is the one that's easy to remember.
That's the one I am, I think.
Oh, perfect.
I played the one that Shipwreck is in Destiny 1, so I wanted to try something new. Also, I let Elliot pick and design my character. So my face is kind of funky.
So I have to buy this, basically? Is that what's happening?
It's a lot of fun.
It's really good.
Okay.
It's kind of amazing that everything in it works as well as it does.
Oh, good.
The weapons are really good, though. I was going to say, the armor so far is kind of crappy. But I do like I like how often you find a better gun. And that gun is usually something completely different in style than the gun that you were just using. So I'll do a mission where I'm doing like, oh, I have an auto rifle, and this auto rifle's awesome, and I'm shooting everybody with my auto rifle. And then all of a sudden, oh, and now I have a revolver that makes my auto rifle look like a piece of garbage. So now I'm using a revolver all the time. And it's it's good because it keeps it interesting as you keep going, because your play style changes because of what you're finding.
Like Borderlands.
Like I was gonna just say it, and I think one of the reasons why Shipwreck likes it is because I really do think that
they borrowed from Borderlands as far as which Borderlands borrowed from plenty of stuff before it, certainly. But I think the way that they've made the levels smaller, and kind of more linear, is very reminiscent of like the story missions in Borderlands, where you would go into a location and work your way through the hallways and beat the boss at the end.
Yeah.
The only thing, like the water planet, I think since it's so confined, like you can't, there's not really much open world there because it's all like up on these platforms. So, and when you, if you just go through and do like the story mission and then the two adventure missions that are after that, they go through the same area like three times in a row. And that was kind of disappointing. I don't know if you, I guess if you did it in a different order, it wouldn't have happened that way.
Well, no, it's, I understand what you're saying, because there's that cool moment in the story mode where I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a cool moment in the story mode, and it was kind of weird to kind of walk through that thing that I did.
Right.
So I get it.
I'm intrigued.
And occasionally you should go back to the farm because they will give you stuff.
I have not been back to the farm.
I know. You should go back to the farm. After I played last, knowing that I had to shut it off, I said, you know what? Before I turn it off, instead of starting a mission and wasting another hour of my life, I'll just go to the farm because then I can't do any missions. And one of the vendors were like, you're doing great. Here's a thing. And I'm like, cool. I like things. So you should go check it out.
Do you guys have the season pass already, or you just have like the regular?
Just the
and see. I'm gonna get through the story and see if I still have interest in playing more than that.
Yeah, it depends on because by the time I'm done with this, who knows where we'll be?
Right. I know the raid started today, and I'm not nearly powered up enough. I think you have to be like level 275 somewhere in that range.
What's the difference between the
power level and the level?
So level, you just level up to 20 is the maximum right now. And then all of the other power levels are determined
and that's how you
by
get,
your gear.
Like,
Got it.
Yeah. So the level is exactly. So the level that you're
used to. It's like
your
damage level or whatever, basically.
Yeah. So like level 1 through 20, that gives you your points to unlock your powers that go with your class. Very similar. You know, basic RPG stuff. Also, like, you know, there's level 12 gear. So if you're level 11, you can't wear level 12 gear. So, that, you know, things that you're very much used to. But each piece of gear that you wear also gives you light. And the higher your light, as Shipwreck was saying, the more, basically, the more powerful you are, the more damage you can deliver.
If I buy this game on PlayStation, they're going to announce it like the 4K 60 frames per second on Xbox X. Like
so
day,
what?
The day after I buy
so
it.
So what?
The game looks great.
Yeah. Like it,
I know.
It's hard
and
to believe.
Like,
this game is
Shipwreck
really hard to believe.
It.
Like everything that's going on, how good it looks.
They did a really good job. As someone who played, I did the one of those raids in the last one. I did the glass vault. I did that.
Yeah.
I know. I did all that stuff. And this already, I can see where they made the improvements, and I approve. And I got my my Pop-Tart Sparrow today, so that was totally made it worth it.
I don't know. Maybe we should get this shit going, and we could stream it, and I don't know.
Get some Pop-Tart Sparrows.
Get Pop-Tarts. Mm-hmm. Sounds exciting. All right, Destiny 2, they did it.
Yeah.
Good job, Bungie.
I guess it sold all right, too.
Sure it's doing just fine.
I think they had like 1.2 million concurrent players already.
That's bananas.
Yep. That's more than PUBG.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to play some Black Manta in Injustice 2 yesterday.
How's that?
He's pretty awesome.
Why?
He does awesome Black Manta things, like you push the B button and he floats with his jetpack that sprays water out of it, and he shoots laser beams out of his eyes, and he shoots a harpoon in people's chests, and he does like a, you know, like a, what's his name? Scorpion. Does that kind of a dealie. And he's got all sorts of cool gear, and he's fun. Right. And he's Scorpion. Scorpion. He's Black Manta.
And he's Scorpion.
He's Scorpion. He basically is Scorpion.
Does he ever take his mask off?
He does. When you do his little story mission.
Okay.
Like his story mode, his ending for his story, he takes his mask off.
Oh, wait, there's a story mode with these add-on guys? What's up with that?
Well, there's, you know, it's the same thing with every character. You know, you do their little, you go to the multiverse and you go to the thing that has the extra stories.
I don't even
It
know.
Doesn't have cutscenes. You just fight.
It's just fighting, dude. It's not really
Yeah,
story.
You fight five guys in a row, and then after it, it gives you a little ending. And then once you see their ending, you get an extra shader.
His helmet's always intrigued me because it doesn't look like it would be comfortable to wear.
It looks heavy, right?
It doesn't seem very form-fitting.
Yeah. So, it's cool, though. No, he is. He's very good. He's a good character, and he does some cool stuff. And both my kids thought it was pretty exciting. So, we had a good time.
Cool.
Playing with Black Manta. We got him up to level 5 really quickly.
Speaking of your kids, at JT Marshall writes in and says, "You two personalities, role models for young kids? Bad or horrible idea? How do you deal with it with your kids?"
Well,
what's the YouTube situation at your house these days?
It's all my kids watch is YouTube, which is fine.
Well, what do you let them watch on there? You just let them watch anything, or
no? Elliot likes to watch. It's like these kids that are always building Lego sets. It's basically they're kids that build Lego sets. It's gotcha. Fine. It's mostly harmless. Sabrina has her YouTuber. She likes Dan TDM, and she really likes Eliza Koshy. That's probably her favorite.
What racial slurs do those guys use?
None. Eliza Koshy is pretty funny. My wife actually likes it a lot.
Oh.
So Sabrina and Laura will watch Eliza Koshy together.
I mean, that's the thing, right? Like,
watch
you
it together.
Watch it together.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it's pretty much all they do. Like, Sabrina will do that. She'll also watch things about Roblox because she really likes to play Roblox. But that's basically it. You know, she spends more time probably FaceTiming with her friends than watching stuff. But, you know, it's not to say YouTube personalities or should they be role models for young kids. It's no different than when we were kids and someone saying to your parents, "You let your children watch TV? Do you think those are appropriate role models? Do you think those athletes
no,
make appropriate
no,
role
it's different.
Models?
It's different. It's very different know. Because there's at least There's somebody controlling what was
the
on TV.
That yeah. is true. I will
there,
give you that.
There were companies. There were advertisers. There
YouTube
was
YouTube doesn't cancel people. YouTube can't
right.
cancel PewDiePie.
Right.
No one at YouTube corporate's going to come down and give them notes.
Right. And even when somebody like PewDiePie gets all the advertisers and gets the Disney deal, there's still nothing there, as it's been shown, that prevents him from going off script, from
right.
getting away from the company message.
Right. And they don't find out about it until it's too late. It's not like he records an episode and somebody
right. like,
looks
that's
at
crazy
it
to me. Like, especially for the, like, that whole, when that whole Disney contract was in place, wouldn't you think that they would have to, like, submit their videos and have them
to
screened?
Disney first? Probably.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't yeah. under like the Disney name, so I think that's how they got away with it.
Right, but even if you were running a company of YouTube stars, I would be screening the crap out of that before I put it out there.
It's tough. It's a tough situation as a parent when it comes to YouTube. Because, you know, and I know my kids don't watch PewDiePie. Well, definitely not Sabrina. And Elliot doesn't know who he is, but he doesn't really watch that much. He prefers movies, actually. But yeah, that's really what you need to do, though. If you know your children are watching YouTube, to see what they're watching, and if you can, watch it with them. And that's basically all you can do.
But at the same point, you could have watched hundreds of videos of PewDiePie and not seen the racist bits.
Yeah, that is very true.
Right, it's true. Looking through Ty's history here, he's watched 10 hilarious Overwatch glitches. Did you know this Lucio ball glitch? Breaking all Overwatch maps with one out of map glitch. He likes Overwatch glitches.
Man, he's a cheater.
He is a cheater. Master player tries competitive bronze for the very first time. And Overwatch song, "I Need a Healer." That was what he did recently. Now, he watches music videos and basically Overwatch videos. That's it.
Is that
Sabrina?
Is that
Sabrina
hero,
most recently watched Roblox Robbery Fail by Dan TDM. And then it's stuff that I watched. There's Dear People, Liza Koshy, Meeting My Stylist, Liza Koshy, Liza Koshy. We watched that Guardians of the Galaxy Inferno video, so that's on there. Liza Koshy Goes to Target is on here.
Wow. All right, so yeah. There you go.
Everyone watched the Duck Song.
The Duck Song, right. And by the way, yes, that Overwatch song, I Need a Healer, is to I Need a Hero.
Okay.
Seems pretty good. It just came out. It's the new hotness.
Okay, good.
All right, let's move on to Microsoft. Shanafan writes in and says, now that we are 4 years removed from the original Xbox One announcement of a system that has DRM with 24-hour check-ins, do you wish that this original idea still happened? The idea of buying a physical game and being able to play it digitally as the same purchase has always seemed a sweet concept to me. Would Microsoft have been better off or worse off today if this idea stayed?
Worse off. And it's not because it's a bad idea. Just because it's, I think
not everybody did it,
huh?
It's because the competition didn't do it.
Well, that's part of it, and also it's not everyone has internet access all the time. Not everyone is in areas where there is internet. The problem is, you know, the solution isn't there for this type of system. It's just the infrastructure doesn't exist. It kind of is
for some.
Well, no, I mean Netflix has shown that you can have the offline, you download a portion and you have that to watch offline.
Yeah.
The technology is there now.
This doesn't. This system did not. It would require, again, sure, that check-in.
Yeah. But the real problem was Sony didn't do it.
Well, that was, yes. If Sony did it, then they would have done it too. And I'm sure the three of us probably would not have had issues with it probably at any point. But
probably not.
No, but you know, you hear from people who just live in areas where the internet just isn't there. It just isn't very good yet.
But how about for you personally?
I think that's called Nintendo Land.
Yeah.
How about for you personally, saying that you do have, you know, consistent internet, would you prefer the original vision of the Xbox One had come to fruition and then you could, I don't know, what's the big plus was that you could buy you could own the disc and own it digitally on all your consoles, I guess, if you had multiple consoles. Likewise, I'm not sure like there was a big enough bonus there to require, a big enough upside to require that check-in, that online check-in.
I can't even remember what all the bonuses were to this stupid idea now.
It was mostly, I think, that you could, if you had multiple consoles, you could play that game on all of them. Even if you bought, like, just if you bought the disc, I think that was pretty much it. And you know, of course, the big problem was there were just so many unanswered questions. They didn't have any.
There were a lot of unanswered questions, and it was all centered around. Basically, they were selling a console centered around DRM as a focus point.
Right, right.
And that's a bad idea because the last thing anyone who plays video games wants to hear in any context is DRM.
Right.
Like, oh, we have the best DRM. No, the best DRM is no DRM. No, ours is the best. No, it isn't. Stop it. Right. Shut up and stop trying to sell me a camera.
I guess it would have we never really got the whole vision. It was so
Well, they scrapped it. They scrapped it before E3.
They never had a complete, at least they never gave us the complete vision. Like, they never told us how used games were going to work. There was supposed to be something, some method that you could do, but
that's right, because once you had the license on your console, then only that game could be used. There was some weirdness for the whole thing. Like, it just didn't, it was so long ago.
4 years?
No. It seemed so long ago. Boy, did they screw that up. Screwed that up so badly. And I like Microsoft. I think the Xbox One is great. But boy, did they mess that up.
Oh, yeah, nobody would deny that. I'm sure even Microsoft employees would realize that.
Yeah. Oof. So much that Kinect. What a bad idea. Such a bad idea. And they were, and the product that kind of gets it right was so close behind it. You know, the Echo, the Amazon Echo. If instead of the Kinect, it was more like an Echo, where your console didn't even need to be on. And you could just walk around the house and ask it things.
But we have to carry the console around with you?
No, I mean, like, you have
it,
like,
it could
you
be
have
in the power save mode, and sure. Then
yeah, like, yeah. You're, like, you would, when you keep it in the power save mode, you could just walk past the living room and say, "Hey, Xbox, what's the weather gonna be?" And then it would tell you the weather. Or you could say, "Hey, sure. Xbox, play a song," and it would just play the song off your TV speakers. That would, without having to turn your TV on, and do all the functionality that the Echo does. And then you could have it turn on your TV, and then you could have it change your channels, and then you could have it go play your game, and then you could
then
use
you
it
could
to go
play
shopping.
Star Wars Kinect.
Yeah, but exactly. And the only things you wouldn't be able to do is play Kinect games, which they don't, which clearly doesn't seem to be an issue. I mean, they were so close to getting it right, but they focused on the wrong part of it. They focused on the camera and not the microphone.
Well, of course they did, because the Wii was such a huge hit that everybody thought motion gaming was...
Yeah, and the future isn't. It's voice. The future was voice.
Kind of.
Kind
I don't
of.
Know.
I mean, Siri, Amazon.
Yeah,
is it Google one.
Some of that AI. Stuff.
Some of that stuff is far fetched as well. Nobody's shopping with their voice.
No,
that's the most cumbersome thing.
I bought one game.
Do.
I think I bought.
Well,
one
yeah,
game
but
that way
you
once.
Bought that game because you saw like. An ad on Twitter or something.
Oh yeah, totally.
And then
say
you had to like go look up and say exactly that thing to your Amazon Echo.
But if
it was
you
like,
were sitting in front of your TV and the voice commands really worked, and you could say, you know, Xbox like buy
Destiny 2,
buy Destiny 2, and it would go to the store without you having to pick up the controller.
Well, that
and
was the dream, right?
Huh?
Wasn't that the dream? Like, couldn't
that,
you kind of do that?
That was
anyways?
The dream, and they just. Didn't get it to work because, again, they stuck a stupid camera in the box. You take out the camera, you put in a better microphone, it still would be cheaper than having a stupid camera in it. It also wouldn't have to sit on top of your TV. It could sit behind your TV. It could sit next to your TV.
It could be
it could
built
sit under
the controller.
Yeah, you could attach it to the controller. You have a lot more freedom. It probably wouldn't even have had to have been wired. But instead, they screwed it up because of the dumb camera. Dumb camera.
Stupid camera.
Stupid camera ruined everything.
All right, that's enough Microsoft. Because
that's the future that I want to live in.
Talking.
Talking.
By the way, I did...
Shout.
You everything. Said nobody uses... orders products with their voice. I did order ping pong balls via Alexa.
Yeah, see?
So, and it worked.
How do you even know what ping pong balls you get then?
Because I'm reordering stuff that I've ordered before.
Exactly. You didn't like start that way.
Well, here's what happened. I said, I don't want to say it like Alexa.
But the worst's gonna happen. You're gonna have more ping pong balls come. It'll be all right.
Okay. It said,
lady. Hey lady.
I said, hey lady, mm-hmm. Reorder ping pong balls. And then she was like, well, you bought two different kinds of ping pong balls. Do you want the outdoor ping pong balls, or do you want the yellow ping pong balls? Or the orange ping pong balls? And I said, I want the orange ping pong balls. And then 2 days later, I had orange ping pong balls.
That was a hell of a story.
Thank you. The system works. That's the point.
I know. And how cool would it be if your Xbox could do that? And when you set it on and your TV was on, it would show you the product.
Yeah.
Is this what you mean? And then you'd be like, yeah, that's what I mean. And then you'd have it 2 days later.
No, I mean, we've talked about this so many times, how we thought they should just build a microphone into the actual console or the controller and then just focus on the voice stuff. And oh, well. All right, let's move on to Nintendo, because they had a Nintendo Direct today. And I cut and pasted all these news items from Polygon right into this outline for us to go over. But before we get to that, let's do these two items first. The NES Classic is coming back. Nintendo decided to not kill it off. It's coming back in 2018.
How sweet will that be if they add like one other game?
It's smart.
They wouldn't.
They should do that.
They're not going to.
They should totally do that.
Oh, you mean the NES Classic? I thought you were talking about the Super Nintendo one.
No. The NES Classic. They're making them again in 2018. Yeah. They should totally just add one more game.
No, how about what if they just like change the color of the controller or something, or the actual console? Like
add in Popeye.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, all right. So I guess people are still like, I didn't include it on here, but I know there was a CAGBAG question. Somebody was like, will I really be able to buy an NES Classic in 2018? They still don't believe.
No,
I don't believe. They're saying the Super Nintendo situation is going to be available.
Yeah, it'll still be impossible to get one. They're just going to make more.
Right. Great.
They're terrible. Everything they do is bad. What else do they have to say?
They fixed the Switch voice chat app.
I don't care.
On your phone.
We're not talking about chatting on your phone while playing games.
We think it's a pretty sweet solution.
I refuse to have conversations about it because it's too stupid for discussion. It's
too stupid for discussion. Okay, so Nintendo Direct.
I like how Shipwreck is not arguing with me on that one.
I guess we should. One of us at least has to download the app first before we can talk about
it. I have it downloaded.
Oh,
it updated. I did not open it.
Ah,
I don't have any on. Well, I guess I have Mario Kart. I guess I don't know. I played one game of that. I got second. I felt like I had achieved a lot.
You got your $47.99 worth.
Well, I played some single player, but I mean online. Okay. I played one match and got second. Thought that was fine. I want to talk about this. So the Polygon article, I don't know. This title is a little bit misleading, I would say.
Go on.
It's Nintendo bringing arcade classics to Switch, starting with Mario Brothers. Which everybody's like, oh, finally, virtual console stuff. It's coming. That's not really what this is.
Oh, wait, these are the arcade versions of the
games. These are the arcade versions. And Nintendo is having Hamster port these. You might be familiar with Hamster because they're the ones that have figured out how to make arcade games and old games on all these systems. And
they're the ones that are releasing games every week.
Right. And they put them out under the arcade archives, which is
Neo Geo games.
Right. Nintendo has farmed these out. Hamster does a good job. There's no denying that.
If you're going to farm them out, at least they're doing it to people that have shown they know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's just really surprising
to me.
It's
not like they asked Cheapy to do it.
But they're even allowing Hamster to use their arcade archives like brand around
this. That's their brand, right? That's Hamster's brand.
That's Hamster's brand.
I wonder how much they would charge for Mario Brothers. I mean, I have it on my NES Classic.
The Neo Geo games have been like $5.99, $7.99, somewhere in that price range.
But these should be cheaper, shouldn't they?
Should be.
I'm saying that's what I'm going with. Like they should be, right?
So what do we think? How much? I mean,
I think they'll be $6. I'm just saying they should be cheaper.
You think they'll be six? I think they'll be 10.
I
think of that.
I'm going to go, 10 sounds pretty right.
Especially the games that have Mario in the title.
Yeah, but it's not super. It's regular, which I actually really like that game. I'm a fan.
Oh, there's versus Super Mario Brothers as well.
Yeah, they have the arcade
Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers too.
Yeah. They're not letting you have that for cheaper than $10, right?
No.
I don't know.
Hell no. All $10.
Hells to the no.
Hells.
So the list of games is Mario Brothers versus Super Mario Brothers versus Balloon. This would be great if this is all one game. If this is just all versus.
Yeah, if it was all one game, it could charge $30.
Mario Brothers versus Super Mario Brothers versus Balloon Fight versus Ice Climber.
That's called Super Smash Brothers.
Right. Versus Pinball. Versus.
This is how Smash Brothers came to be. Like somebody saw this list at one point at Nintendo. And they decided to make a game.
Let's make one game instead of seven. And Punch-Out versus Punch-Out.
Yeah, it's very cool that these are coming. I'm just surprised that Nintendo still hasn't got their own house in order on this, their legacy.
You know, it's probably significantly cheaper to just say, hey, you make these and just do it that way.
Well, yeah, they don't have to do anything.
Exactly. Well, not doing anything in cheaper is not always the same thing.
I know, but they still get the royalties.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It probably makes more financial sense.
And it'll be faster.
It'll be faster. And so why not do it?
Oh, yeah, because Hamster's going to get these things out.
Yeah, like a hamster.
They put out
wheel.
Games every week.
Right.
I don't know. It's just odd to me that Nintendo still hasn't gotten their crap together on their legacy stuff.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got here from this Nintendo Direct?
Mario has nipples.
Great. I mean, you weren't expecting him to have nipples? What did you think?
I thought he always had nipples.
Why is this news? Why does anyone care?
What were they expecting? If you take off Mario's shirt, what do you think is going to be there? I'm surprised that he's not hairy.
That's 2017.
Oh, you think he has body hair removal?
I would assume so. I mean, he can grow a mustache.
I don't know. He's pretty hair free. All right, what else? What's the real news?
Doom and Wolfenstein 2 are coming to the Switch. Like, not what you're thinking. Not the original Doom and the original Wolfenstein 2.
Right, the new ones.
The
newer ones. The Wolfenstein 2 is the one that's not out yet, right?
Right.
For anybody. For any system.
Right.
I can't imagine. Like, I really want to see what these things look like running in play, like running on the Switch.
Excellent. You think it's going to be excellent or outstanding? Which one?
I think, I don't know.
It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
It's cool that they're coming.
No one's going to buy it on there anyway.
Well, people will. Some people will because it is portable.
Yeah. No. How many really are they going to sell? Not many. It's going to be a low number. What else?
New Mario Party.
What else? What's Project Octopath? I saw people like oohing and aahing on Twitter.
That's the new kind of 16-bit looking RPG.
What else?
From Square
Enix. You lost me. I'm out.
But how crazy is that Mario Party game? They've collected 100 of Mario Party's best mini games and brought them to the 2DS.
What else? What else?
To the 2DS.
What else?
Wait, they took 100. It's for the 2DS or 3DS?
Yes.
Whatever.
Whatever. It's for the DS.
Any of the two or 3DSs.
Right. They got all the best Mario Party mini games and put them on the system that nobody wants to play them on.
And not. So they designed a console where the first commercial they ever showed of it was this weird woman who takes it to a party. And instead of releasing their new party game on the console that they advertised by being able to take it to a party, they put it on the console that, although it is portable, is not really suited for parties.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure that I'm clear.
My favorite
on this.
Thing about this whole situation is Nintendo told everybody they were going to do this with the 3DS, that it was not going to die, that they were going to continue to support it.
But to release a party
nobody believed
a game
them.
Where you could
they're
take
just
two
keep
of those
on doing this.
Two of those little mini controllers and slide it right off the Switch, and you could have two people play Mario Party at a party. And then it would be just like the commercial, and everyone would be laughing and drinking their whatever they drink in Brooklyn right now on a rooftop, and it would be awesome, wearing their beanies and their neck beards. But instead, they put it on the 2DS.
Maybe it'll come to the Switch later.
I don't understand. Help me understand.
Well, they have to have something to sell those new 2DSs that are coming out.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, they have a new 2DS coming out.
A bunch of them.
Hype up. Get ready.
Oh, it's so fun.
Hey, they must know what they're doing. I mean, they know what they're doing in some situations, right?
Oh, they totally know what they're doing. Like
milking.
They can still make money. They're making good money and all this stuff, so you don't put everything out at once.
That Pokeball 2DS looks pretty good, actually. If I was into Pokemon, I'd probably want that. Anything else from this Nintendo Direct? Because so far it's kind of like...
The Minecraft thing is for 3DS seems crazy.
Good. Like that, now it's on everything.
Right. I forgot that it wasn't on the 3DS, actually.
I mean, there's a lot of DSs out there in the world. You know?
Right. That seems like, hey, you might want to make a Minecraft 3DS as well while you're at it.
Oh, an actual system that looks like Minecraft has pixels on it. Yeah, of course. I mean, Microsoft's doing it with the Xbox One S.
Right. I would think.
Shit. Yeah.
I would think that's coming at some point.
They better get it announced soon for the holiday season.
They don't worry about that.
Right. March, I mean. The holiday season. What else? Are we done with Nintendo? Did we get all the goodies?
I think so. I mean, everything else that we knew about, they just showed more of that stuff.
All right. Let's move on to Sony. I'm still playing Uncharted Lost Legacy.
Oh, you are? I didn't know you were playing it.
Oh, I rented it from the library. Did I? I talked about it last week. Did I?
Okay.
Or not? I don't know.
I don't think you talked about it. I've talked about it before. It's good.
Yeah, it's really solid. In this one, they get you to the open world sort of right away, I guess.
Yeah, I think they realized that was when the previous game got good, when Uncharted 4 got good.
So the two ladies get access to the Jeep right away, and I'm tracking down the like the tokens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm in the beginning still, but it looks amazing. It's you know, it's a Naughty Dog quality game, of course.
Do you play that? Do you put on the aim assist in that game?
Oh, no.
See, I do because I don't like I don't particularly care for the aiming in Uncharted.
Right.
So I like the snappiness because I just want to shoot the dudes.
Yeah, pop. You don't want to be there all day.
Right.
I hear you. Should we talk about the Apple news?
Do I care?
I don't know. I have an Apple.
I'm so negative to this week.
I have an iPhone 6.
Me too.
I have? I don't even know what I have.
No, you have a 7, I think.
I have a 7, damn it.
And I'm ready for a new phone.
Have your new phone.
I'm going to get one of these.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
I haven't decided yet.
How much is the 8?
The 8 is $800.
Right.
It's $200 difference between the two, basically.
At that point, I mean, you're already getting fucking destroyed. You might
right. Exactly. That's kind of the reasoning there, right? It's like
might just be like fuck my shit up at this point.
I don't know. I have so many pairs that I finally have good headphones.
Yeah, it's like when you go to like a big steak dinner or something, and you're totally full, and like you can't eat another bite, and the guy
yours has headphones. Well, I'm bad. You don't have a 7 then, right?
No, I have a headphone jack.
Oh, so you have a 6S, I think.
Maybe. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I still have a headphone jack on mine.
I want a headphone jack?
That doesn't really bother me at all.
It bothers me. But whatever.
It's fine. I totally see how it's an issue, but it's just not an issue for
you.
Me.
Yes.
I could use the adapter. I think I could hack that.
I've got Bluetooth headphones.
I don't have any anywhere in my house.
So
it's a tough decision. I don't know. They both seem capable, but then why is one $200 more and why don't I want that one? This is one of the things I can justify spending money on because
I use it constantly. Daily isn't even the way. Yeah.
No, constantly. Not like
anytime you're not asleep, you're using it.
Right. So it doesn't bother. Like, I understand that these things are expensive and that I'm paying more because I'm going the Apple route. But guess what? That's where all my stuff is at. I like that experience.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, I don't know how locked into that ecosystem I really am. But other than chatting with
stickers.
Stickers, dude. You don't want to have to build that sticker collection again.
That's true. I did work really hard to get those stickers.
My guess is that I'll probably get the X.
I may be waiting for the 11, or are they just going to skip right to 12? Is it only even numbers now? I don't know how they do this.
I don't know, but an extra $200 over 2 years or 3 years seems like okay for a supercomputer that goes in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm crazy, but
it's not expensive. It is expensive, but it is a justifiable expense, and there aren't that many people that really pay for it up front anyway.
Yeah, so I gotta look into like
you gonna get the Apple Watch 3?
No,
that's the other thing. I have my Apple Watch the first generation, and I wear it every day. I think it's great, but I don't know that I need an Apple Watch that has the LTE built in.
Go with that. You can go with the GPS version, which I think I'm gonna get for Mrs. Shipwreck, because she has a Apple Watch 1, and I have an Apple Watch 2.
The problem with the one is that the apps just are so – they load so slowly on it, you won't even use them ever. Any of the apps.
And it's not waterproof.
Right. I mean, I haven't – I just take it off when I take a shower. It's okay. But, yeah, I don't know. It's not super exciting, though.
None it makes a difference, things. Like, for Mrs. Shipwreck, who – is constantly having to wash her hands at work.
Right. And soaked in horse blood.
I was just about to make a horse ass joke and you just ruined it.
You can still do it.
Nah,
I didn't mention the ass.
Nope. Just,
sorry.
It's okay.
I don't know. Give me one of everything. Throw in one of those Apple TVs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get that too. Sure. Just totally fuck my shit up, Apple.
they had something else too, right? I don't remember.
New earbuds? I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I feel like there was something else in there too. I don't.
Oh, they bought Disney.
Throw it at Disney.
Just they own Disney now. You didn't know that? That was part of the deal.
Yeah.
All right. Let's close this bad boy out with a couple of CAGBAG questions. At call Colonel Fantastic. What other publisher would you like to see an EA Access-like subscription service? Who could actually pull it off?
It's Ubisoft. They should do it on the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer.
Yeah. Xbox for EA and PS4 for Ubisoft.
The only other one is Activision, right?
Yeah. They don't have enough games, really. They only do like 3 games a year now.
Yeah, that's right. They cut way back.
Yeah. So it only makes sense. I guess you could do like a Square Enix, but even that isn't as robust a library as Ubisoft would have. I mean, even with that back library of just Far Cry games and Assassin's Creed games and everything else, I mean, it would be pretty awesome. I would sign up for that on day one if it was the same price. $30 a year and just get every, game that's, over a year old.
I mean, it seems like that could do them a lot of good, too, because I feel like there's a lot of, they have a lot of games that allow you to purchase stuff in them.
Yeah, like even excuse me, those Assassin's Creed games, the Rayman games that we talked about, the Division, bring a whole new audience to all of these games, Rainbow Six,
They're probably the only ones that could really do it.
Warner Brothers could do it with all their monetization now.
They don't put out enough stuff. Except
but they,
for
don't
like
the they don't have the library. Yeah, they don't have the library and consistency.
They're getting there.
It's not like Ubisoft.
Well, it's not like Ubisoft. I mean,
I feel like Ubisoft there's a different Ubisoft game coming out every other week. Yeah.
All right. And at JCam 2, with the never-ending re-releases from console to console, does the no generation model start to look like a good idea, similar to PC? I don't know why they couldn't do it, and I think Microsoft is giving it a shot.
I don't think Microsoft is giving it a shot. The reason why we're able to have consistency in our games and not have to deal with a lot of BS is because there's consistency in the consoles, and when you take that away, I think that everything would implode.
But I think there's consistency between the Xbox One and the Xbox One X.
Yeah, because everything that works.
Right. So I think you could do that. I mean, you know, we'll find out.
Because it's all about the phasing. So then you say, okay, now everything works on everything. And now we're going to say, well, starting in 2019, everything's only going to work on that 1X or the 1X2.
Well, that's how PCs work.
Yeah.
Is that? I mean, I guess that's...
Eventually, you don't have a strong enough graphics card once your PC gets old.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, is that phasing things out, or is that really just announcing when you're going to have a... new console? I don't know.
I think if they're just, you know, basically more powerful GPUs in a very similar box with like small other improvements,
you could just get that. Eventually, get the spec requirements on the back of the boxes. Except it would just be much easier to understand. It would be like Xbox One X is what you need to have to run this. You're not going to like list out the RAM and the GPU and the CPU and all that stuff.
It just sounds like they're better off just saying, here's the new version of the Xbox and calling it a new console launch.
But not necessarily if you have the backwards compatibility.
You just have the boxes say that on the front of them. They just say Xbox One X. It's a slightly different shade of green.
The One X 2.
XXX.
Yeah, the double X.
You should be like Apple and just skip a number and go right to XXX. So did we answer this guy's question?
I guess.
I don't know. I feel like it could be a good idea. And now, you know, PS4 Pro
I just don't think the marketplace that is ready for it yet as a whole. I just don't. I'm not saying that our listeners aren't ready for it. I'm not saying that you're not ready for it. But I don't think that, you know, my brother and sister-in-law are not ready for that when my nephew asks for a new Xbox.
It's going to be too confusing.
Yes.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I want to remind you all to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Of course, you're going to want to go to harrys.com/KICast to get your free trial shave set. When you sign up, just pay for shipping. And that's it. We'll see you next week.
Brent's done. Stupid camera.
Where have all my teammates gone? I'm on the floor and alone. We need some tanks and we need a shield to help push this payload. It says humane mercy and play a little zen. You could switch our win the game, but you're playing Torb instead. I need a healer. I'm holding on for a healer to come up with the fight. You could make us strong, you could make us go fast, and you could bring us all back to life. I need a healer. More than I've heard the words, a hero never dies. We're stuck in the spawn.